Hello, and welcome to Diabetes Dialogue, Technology, Therapeutics, and Real-World Perspectives. I am Diana Isaacs. I am joined by my co-host, Natalie Bellini. So in this episode, we've got some breaking news. We want to talk about how the Biden-Harris administration just announced the new drug costs for the first 10 drugs selected for Medicare price negotiation. And we had heard about what the first 10 drugs were going to be a while ago. I mean, it was like several months ago. I don't know, it was like a year ago. But now we know what these actual prices are going to be, which is very, I think, very, very interesting and exciting. So I'll start with a couple of them. In terms of the diabetes space, one of the kind of significant categories are SGLT2 inhibitors. So specifically, when it comes to SGLT2 inhibitors, we know those drugs can be expensive. There are two of them that are on this top 10 mm-hmm. list, and that includes Farxiga, which is dapagliflozin, and Jardiance, which is empagliflozin. And specifically, Farxiga, the list price of it in 2023 was $556, and the negotiated price is $178. For Jardiance, the list price was $573, and the negotiated price is $197. So, Natalie, what do you think? How is this going to impact people with diabetes?
So, you know, I think that this is a step in the right direction, right? What ends up happening is we use these medications, you know, for diabetes, for the, you know, that slowing down of that renal decline over time, that chronic kidney disease. We use them for heart failure for people with diabetes. We use them for lots of reasons. And what happens is some of these drugs are very expensive. The person ends up in the donut hole. Now they're having to pay the full price out of pocket. And it just becomes this, and then they can't afford it for a few months. Then they come off of it. Then we put them back on it. It's just been a nightmare. So that negotiated price for a 30-day supply has dropped, and that's going to be a big deal for our people with diabetes. You know, the other ones that were also Januvia, that was a list price of $527, was dropped to $113. And then insulin, Fiasp insulin, Novolog and Novolog FlexPen, Novolog pen fills, you know, the cartridges, went from $495 to $119 as a negotiated price. And again, it's the same thing of, you know, those costs were so high, people were ending up in the donut hole. And now, you know, the donut hole is also going away, but it's all about cost. It's all about out of pocket. And this is a big step in the right direction.
I agree. Because previously, government plans couldn't negotiate prices. And we all right. know when it comes to like private commercial plan, insurance plans, that there's a lot of negotiation that happens behind the scenes, even though these are listed at these higher prices of over $500, that actually there are rebates that come back to the insurance companies and based on what the manufacturer gives. And so really, they don't end up paying that full price, but there's also right. transparency with it. So we don't know exactly what happens behind the scenes. So this is good that now the saving, you know,
right,
passed on to Medicare. And I think ultimately the hope is that this will lead to just lower costs overall for Medicare, which would then translate to hopefully lower premiums, lower out-of-pocket costs for prescription drugs. That's what we hope. We don't know.
We have no idea. Right. Yeah.
Goes into effect what will really happen.
But
that is the hope. I think the other hope is that just these therapies like SGLT2 inhibitors that really benefit people with diabetes, that they are able to get them because now they're going to be a lower cost. Hopefully it's just going to be easier to obtain. There'll be a lower out-of-pocket cost. So especially if there's co-insurance. So that's the hope with this.
I think the other thing we should talk about too, though, is, you know, other medications on this list include Eliquis and Xarelto, which are both used to prevent the and treat blood clots. A lot of people with diabetes have had, you know, a minor stroke or a heart attack or a stent put in, and we use these drugs on top of the diabetes medications. And this is where people with diabetes struggle, because not only are they paying for high cost diabetes medications, but they're paying for high cost of other medications to treat the complications of diabetes, right? So when we look at this list of all the things on it, lots of these things I see in my the people that I see with diabetes every day in their medication lists, I might not be prescribing them, but other people are, right? The Enbrel, for example, is rheumatoid arthritis, psoriasis, and psoriatic arthritis. Well, guess who gets that a lot? People with type 1 autoimmune disease. It's another autoimmune disease, right? So when you look at these lists, it's like, this is not just about, for you and I, the diabetes medicines. It's about the medicines to treat the complications of diabetes or the things that happen a lot with people with diabetes for other, you know, like specifically type 1 with autoimmune diseases. So, you know, I think that's when we start talking about cost. It's not almost ever just one thing. It's the stack of things that we're hoping that these published negotiated prices are really going to make a difference.
Yeah, I think that's a great point. I mean, also Entresto for heart failure is on there. So
yes,
it'll definitely make a big difference. Let's talk about what's not on there, though. And two things that really jump out at me are the fact that there's not a long-acting insulin option on there. So it's great that Novolog, Fiasp, now $119. But what about long-acting insulin? That may still be close to $500 of the list price. So like Lantus, Toujeo, Tresiba. And then also what's notably absent is there's not a single GLP-1 receptor agonist. And with how high those drugs are, with our Ozempics and our Wegovys and our Mounjaro and Zepbound, it's unfortunate that that is not on there. And I hope this is just the first 10. So I hope that one of those drugs is on the next set of 10, because that's what we really need. I mean, people can just not afford the over $1,000 per month that those drugs are.
I absolutely agree. I think this is a great step in the right direction. I think that this is going to be a work in progress. I'm excited to see this continue for you know, people that actually, I think cost-wise, this is going to make a difference to all of us in the end. Because it's our tax dollars covering Medicare patients, right? I mean, this is the whole idea of this, right? So you and I don't qualify for Medicare, but we're certainly paying into it, right? So this is good for everyone.
Definitely. And just a thing to note, this does not take effect till 2026. So
yep.
2024 right now. So it does seem far away, but it will hopefully in the future materialize and save money. We've got to do something. So
yes,
at least
the great step in the right direction, I think, is this.
For yep. Sure. So, all right. Well, great discussion. Thank you everyone for tuning in. And that wraps up this episode of Diabetes Dialogue.